The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, and Michael McDonough. Episode 3.
When we last left our heroes, King Goober had just ordered the execution of Captain Strong.
Baba! No!
I see. When it's to your advantage, you'll call me, Father.
Don't be bitter, Father. Punish me if you want to, but don't harm this strapping young sea captain.
Very well, my daughter. I'll give this haughty sailor the benefit of the doubt this time.
Thank you!
But you, my dear, are still violating my edict. Officer Kneecap, take the princess back to her tower immediately.
Yes, sir.
Farewell, sweet princess. Until next, I am privileged to gaze upon your visage.
That's enough! Take her away. And now, who are you?
I am Captain Strong, formerly of the vessel Palindrome. These two are all that remain of my crew, Percy Aquavelvet and Randy the Cabin Boy.
Your Majesty?
How do you, sir?
And what brings you to Castle Jathriel, Captain Strong?
Castle Jathriel? I was hired to ship a mysterious cargo to Castle Jathriel.
I see. You were to deliver to me the special cargo I was expecting. But it's been lost at sea with your vessel, I assume.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well, we'll discuss the ramifications of this fact later, over dinner. But for now... perhaps it would be best if you and your men rested. Commander Anton, show our guests to their quarters.
Yes, Your Majesty. Come with me.
Meanwhile, in the princess chambers...
Oh, Greta! You should have seen him! Such a handsome man!
Don't go falling in with no stereotypes, princess! I tell you this will be no good!
Oh, Greta! You are obviously so old that you have forgotten what it is to feel the bees buzz in your breast. Besides, he may be able to help me. I want to see him again. I must see him again. Please, Greta, will you help me? I only want to speak with him this afternoon before dinner. Will you help me, please? Please?
Well,
please?
Whilst in somewhat less luxurious accommodations below...
The king didn't seem too happy about losing his cargo, Percy.
That's an understatement, Randy. And I suppose it's because of his ire at our captain that we've been forced to wait out our day in this hold closet.
Yeah. And if only they'd given us some light, it wouldn't be so bad. Hey, move over! You're cramping me!
If I move over any further, I might disturb this nest of rattlesnakes. I wouldn't want to do that. I can only hope that our captain is faring better than we.
Yes. Who knows what horrors are awaiting him at the hands of an angry king?
I can't stand it! I can't stand it!
Relax, Captain, or I'll never get this knot out of your shoulder.
I'm sorry, Eustacia. It's just been so long since I've had a really good massage.
I understand. Perhaps you'd like to relax in the jacuzzi instead.
Excuse me for interrupting, Captain Strong! But I need to speak with Eustacia for a moment.
Greta, but why?
Hush, child. Just come out into the hall.
Oh, no. I hope she doesn't know about me sneaking out last night with Commander Anton. I'll be back soon.
Take your time. What an odd place this is. Wait. Good grief. What are you doing here?
Forgive me for interrupting your reverie, Captain Strong, but I had to speak with you.
I understand, fair princess. Many women find themselves in that self-same situation. What can I do for you?
I desperately need your help. My father, who's not really my father at all, actually, won't let me leave the castle. In fact, I'm not supposed to leave my tower at all, except for meals.
How bizarre. Why would the king treat you in this way?
I don't know. He claims it to protect me from the godless communist heathen raping horde from the north that wiped out my home country.
Well, that sounds reasonable. It seems like every time I turn around, there seems that some other hapless country getting wiped out by a godless communist heathen-raping horde from the north.
These are terrible times that we live in.
What country were you from?
It was called Flirdland. Do you know of it?
Flirdland? Sure. I have a little summer place there. Beautiful scenery, lots of lovely little country shops.
But Flirdland was wiped out over 12 years ago when King Gerber first took me in. At least, that's what he told me.
Then King Gerber is either lying or else grievously misinformed.
No wonder the king issued that edict which that keeps me here and forbids any private contact with any man at the penalty of death.
Indeed. It's a cruel fate for one with such obvious social skills as yourself to be subjected to.
But why would he lie? Why would he lie? Yikes! Yikes, the dinner bell! Captain, I must go. As much as it pains me to leave, I must go. I shall see you at the dinner table. Until then, be brave and stay true, my captain. And please, don't speak of this conversation.
Of course not. But before you go, if I could be so bold, might I entreat you to favor this humble sea captain with a kiss?
You may. Now I must go. I look forward to our next meeting, my strong captain.
My heart will be empty until that moment.
And luckily for the captain's heart, that moment came only an hour later when the surviving crew of the Palindrome and the royal family sat down for dinner.
Captain, how are they treating you?
I'm better now, Percy. Our host is most gracqui.
You pay me a great honor, Captain Strong. You're quiet, my dear daughter.
I don't feel well, Your Majesty.
I'm sorry to hear that. Indeed, it has been a stressful day. Wouldn't you agree, Captain Strong? I mean, losing your ship and your cargo.
Most stressful, Your Majesty. And yet, at the same time, perhaps most rewarding.
Gosh darn, Your Majesty, this is some terrific grub!
I only wish I could figure out how that creature got on board the Palindrome.
What was that, Captain?
I'm sorry, sir. I was just commenting on my cabin boy's obvious lack of brains and social graces.
And proud of it, sir.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty. It's horrible.
Anton! What's the meaning of this interruption?
I'm sorry, sir, but it is an emergency. The castle's being overrun.
Overrun? By what?
As incredible as it may seem, by huge, aggressive ape-like creatures.
Will Captain Strong and his crew be caught in an all-out war with huge, aggressive, ape-like creatures? We sure hope so. So find out on the next episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas.
I'll be there to give you all the love you need. And I'll be there in case you ever start to bleed.
Yeah!